The West Live. The West Live with Jenna Clark. Brought to you by Neds. Take it to the Neds level. Gamble responsibly. 1-800-858-858.
There we go! There's the mark of the year!
Mark Reddings.
Good morning.
You look fresh as a daisy after a half marathon yesterday. How'd you go?
Ran not that flash. In fact, as I got to the last K, I thought, imagine this. I'm doing with Glenn Quatermain from the Sunday Times. And he was very generous because he'd done a lot of marathons.
He's done about
17 he's done. Yeah. So, I did a half marathon last week as a prep. But anyway, I get to about 20 Ks. I thought, we finished at 2:24. I thought,
fantastic.
Imagine that. The Ethiopians run a full marathon, then some, in the same, that sort of time. I'm going, but anyway, you know, it's all relative. And it was a little trial run for next year. Quarters is organising a charity event for men's mental health. So just going around the river, it was a really good run and a little bit sore today, but it's a good soreness.
Do you have a couple of frothies afterwards?
I went to a mate's bar in the city called The Shoe and just a couple of rehydrations. And then, I was in bed by 9 o'clock. I was pretty cooked.
Yes.
So it was a big weekend. And the day before, I was at Equestrian in the Park, which was at just outside Crown.
How beautiful.
It was really nicely done. Big event and lots of the well-heeled and the high heels.
In the grass.
Absolutely. Yeah. A bit like Pretty Woman. Just imagine that.
The divots. All those divots. Massive weekend in sport, specifically so many different sports. We had that fireball at the Grand Prix.
How extraordinary is that? When you talk about vision that is absolutely captivating, Romain Grosjean, the Swiss driver, you'd have to think after about 20 seconds, I think it was about 30 plus seconds, he was trapped inside his car. You're thinking, it's all over. And you can only wonder what his family was thinking. And I know that Daniel Ricciardo, as a sidelight, he was really upset that vision was still being on the big screens or quite prominent. Mm-hmm. For the drivers themselves, and so distressing it would have been. The good news is he's okay.
Yeah.
But it just shows you the danger, the courage, and I guess in many ways, the fine line these drivers take on a weekly basis.
Yeah.
And that was in graphic display this morning or overnight.
The vision of him running into the arms of the paramedics on fire. It was not to make light of the situation, but it was definitely like that Ricky Bobby bloody movie.
Yeah, totally. And it's so, and when you think of all of that, as I say, there's questions about how safe the sport is and what they should do in the similar scenarios going forward. But can I only imagine what his family would have been thinking wherever they were watching it, at the track or around the world, presumably somewhere else given what's in place with COVID. But quite extraordinary. Lewis Hamilton, by the way, won, and our own Daniel finished seventh. But that'll just be in the back end of the Seven News package tonight, I'd imagine, given what we've seen with the vision already.
I know. Now, what was fantastic was Steve Smith. He's like Lazarus.
He's always been a very good batsman, but you think of, for me, the Ashes series in England where he really saved Australia. He got us across the line there. But the 2 1-day innings he's played against India, very flat decks, and the attack's been not as good as what India would like. But he's been terrific. I think off 60-plus balls, 2 centuries in a row, just brilliant.
Yeah.
The series is won for Australia, although 1 days don't mean that much. He is just showing that he's ready to take his game to, if there's a possibility, another level. So, he's so big that we've decided to put him in the West as a little hero poster, along with a bloke called Don Bradman. And the upside to that is that he'll be really in good touch for the test series. The downside to yesterday, of course, is Dave Warner, who's done his groin. Now, I'll be honest, I've never torn a groin. I've done a calf muscle, but the groin, it looked as if he'd really twinged it. And that could be 4 to 6 weeks. So he went off for scans to hospital. He's in pretty good touch himself with the bat. Have you ever done a groin muscle?
No, but I just imagine it would be very painful.
Yeah, exactly. So look, the question is, who replaces him for the rest of the 1 days and the T20 stuff?
He was on fire, too.
He was terrific, wasn't he? Batting beautifully. More importantly is the test match. The first test, don't think he'll be right for that. So whether Joe Burns and Will Pekowski, whether someone like, I'm sure Marsh, I'm being a bit parochial here, but he's batting beautifully, but he's 37, so they won't touch him. But it's interesting. The first test's going to be difficult to see what the Australian selectors do. Pekowski and Burns would be an untried combination, but they'll have to go with an untried combination because there's no Dave Warner, full stop.
Yeah. What about Sean Abbott? What's going on with him? He got the call-up right for the...
Yeah, and look, he's a really interesting character because he's a bowler whose batting has come along really well.
Yeah.
So in terms of 1 days, definitely. Test matches, I think the Australian selectors would like to have Cameron Green bowling mm-hmm. again, and then he would mm-hmm. be first cab off the rank. Mm-hmm. But that's, I mean, Abbott's certainly in the conversation when it comes to Australian selection over the summer.
Mm. It's going to be a nice summer of cricket, I reckon.
Yeah, let's hope we get some, you know, good test matches. Virat's only here for one test match. It's quite funny, as an Australian, they're chasing 390, never going to get there. But yeah. You're sort of hoping that he's out there and they lose, but just as long as possible, because it's just great to see a master craftsman at his work.
Yeah, for sure. Speaking of a master craftsman, why is Mike Tyson back in the ring?
Because 50-year-old plus men can do those sorts of things, I think, Jenna.
Isn't the combined age of him and old mate
100 and Roy Jones Jr.? 100 plus? Well, you know Danny Green beat Roy Jones Jr. going back a while.
When was that?
A long time ago, and he was past his peak, Roy Jones, to be honest with you. But you know what? As soon as I found out there's going to be no winner, apparently, as in no knockouts, and it was going to be, I mean,
was that it because it wasn't allowed to be any knockouts?
I'm not sure. You know what?
I don't believe, after the Mayweather and McGregor nonsense, I don't believe boxing.
I think boxing,
anymore.
In my mind, has the credibility level is very minimal at the moment. Mm-hmm. And there's so many events and bouts you look, turn away and say, hang on, that isn't the right result. I feel there's a lot of shadiness about some of these events. Now, Tyson walked away. That's my phone ring.
That's
by
Mike
the way.
Tyson there.
Yeah, it's not happy. coming away with $13 million. Congratulations to him. But $13 million for that sort of work. But, you know, you could tell, you know, the boys are just earning some money. Well played to them. But I'm with you, Jen. Look, a great bout between two fighters at the top of their sport. And I know there's a lot of people who don't like boxing now for obvious reasons.
Yeah.
I am engaged with that. But I was driving into the city to have lunch yesterday and all these people at a bar watching the fight. And I found out when I got to my destination that the rules and the fact that it wasn't really fair dinkum, I thought, I can't be. Well, half these bouts are rigged anyway in my mind, so 100%. Why worry? So well done to them. They've managed to extract some money out of the promoters, and may they go on for another couple of years.
Oh, God, I do not want to see Mike Tyson in the ring in 10 years' time. That could be terrifying.
He looked in pretty good nick, to be honest with you, though.
Well, yeah, I feel like you would never lose that physique, right, or that baseline of fitness,
You'd still have to wear your headphones because he doesn't mind a piece of ear occasionally. So, and we've got to mention, just speaking of old blokes, a cruel contrast to that is a real breakthrough in women's sport.
Oh, my God, Sarah Fuller.
Hadn't heard of her and still don't know much about it.
Yep.
But now, let me put this into context. I had a chat with our next guest, Ben O'Shea, about how significant this is.
Yeah.
She kicked off in the second half of a college football game. It's called the Power 5 College Football. That's the first time a female has put the pads on, so to speak, and done such a thing. So that's terrific. She only kicked off, but it is, I guess, a sign of the times of just broaching into a very male-dominated sport.
Imagine.
I'm not sure that in terms of being a kicker or a punter, that could be something in the future as we roll through with females. I think the physical side of it, with all, you know.
Surely they'd keep it, because it's a very, like, the AFL's one thing, NFL's a completely different
beast. Yeah, it's brutal. So, look, this is just a nice story. Sarah Fuller, as you said, she had on the back of her helmet, play like a girl. And, you know, it's making headlines everywhere. It's fantastic to see. I mean, without trying to downplay the story, she gets a chance, or got a chance, because several of the kickers and punters had coronavirus. So, but that's life.
But that's exactly how women's baseball kicked off during World War II, right, in the States.
Yeah, exactly. Very good point. So it does the opportunity, the background to it, this is how it's panned out for her. And look, whether she continues to get some games in the male domain remains to be seen. But, you know, me, I support the females. I live with them. I love it. And I think it should be promoted from go to woe. And as long as they don't beat me, I'm happy.
I don't think I'd never want to line up against, especially, because she's a quarterback?
No, she's a kicker. She just starts, no physical contact, theoretically. Yeah. She just started off the half. So, no, the physical side of it wasn't going to be an issue for her. So that's where there could be a little window. But there's a bloke called Ben O'Shea who knows a lot more about that.
I look forward to see if they're ever going to kick off a women's NFL. God, imagine the money in that.
Well, and in brief, this morning watching Mitch Wisnowski, a WA bloke from Gosnells, playing for the San Francisco 49ers, played in the Super Bowl this year. So, yeah, there's opportunities around the world, male or female.
So good. So good. Mark Redding, thank you so very much for joining us. Colin, you're as fit as a fiddle. You're fitter than Mike Tyson. What are you talking about?
No.
Go and have an Epsom bath tonight or something.
It's all a mirage. Thank you, Jenna.
Thanks, Pete. We'll see you on 7 News throughout the week. We'll chat to you soon.